probably 2-3 years ago, I was taking some time away just to ask the Lord about ministry and, Lord, what's going on? And I had a very clear vision. And the Lord showed me a platform. And it was just a plain wooden platform, like a big stage or a deck that was built out. But it was big. And the Lord said, I'm giving you a platform, and it's held up by the pillars. And no people were on the platform, but he's giving Dare to Believe a platform. But underneath there were people who were pillars who were upholding this platform so that the world could see what God was doing. You know, does that make sense? And I saw some of them would kind of like crumble and break, because people do have little breakdowns, we do, and we have little meltdowns, and people can't always stand up under the pressure of what the Lord's putting on your life. That happens. And when we're together, we can continue to hold up what Jesus is doing and care for each other when we have a little bit of a meltdown. And we can learn how to do that. And so because there were so many stable pillars underneath this platform, as some crumbled, nothing wavered, because the other ones held things up strong. And so what I know is that the Lord is working within Dare to Believe to help us all become stronger, to kind of be the iron sharpening iron, and be that Jesus community that's like a laboratory. And there's pressure when we're walking out what the Lord has for us, and when we're breaking through in a new season. It's just hard, right? But it's not always hard. So we celebrate together, and we enjoy together. And the pillars that we are looking at as Dare to Believe's pillar ministries is 24/7 prayer, first of all. And how many of you are involved in the 24/7 prayer initiative? Yeah, we've been doing it for many years now, and it's just a beautiful way to continue to have intercession. And what we do is 1 hour a week, you pray for that same hour a week. So on Thursday mornings at 6 a.m., I pray for an hour every week throughout the year. And I love it. It helps me, I'm also participating in this community. There is the Business Intercession Network, which Gary overseas, but how many of you are part of the BIN network, we call it? A couple of you. Yeah, there we go. So that is just praying for God to be at work in the marketplace and business owners, and he's moving. There's testimonies of things going on.
And then there's worship nights, which, how many of you miss worship night?
It just has been hard. And we love this place, but it's hard to do worship night here. And so we are wanting to continue worship night, and we're trying to figure out how and when and what's the rhythm. And if we do it here, we'd like to have the sanctuary instead of the little room we were in. And the two nights that it's available during the week are either Monday night or Friday night. It's like Monday night we have school, and Friday night is Friday night. I don't know how many people would. I don't know. So we're just like, okay, Lord, what do you want to do, and how is this going to work? So we also are talking about having maybe two a month, we'd start out every other month possibly. This is just a dreaming thing.
Lord, what does it look like? We're trying to envision the new version of worship night. So if the Lord shows you anything, we are definitely interested.
Then there's the Notorious Coffee Community. Who's involved in Notorious Coffee Shop in any way, shape, or form? Love it. And I was telling people that Kelly sold pounds of coffee at the Holly House Boutique, which there's several locations, and they sold out of coffee pretty much, right? Twice sold out. It's awesome. So hopefully that will continue, that momentum will continue in some way, shape, and form, and we'll also continue to have our pop-up coffee shops. But our goal, and we have pop-up coffee shops in Dream Interpretation here because we have nowhere else to do it, but our goal is to be out in the community. Like, you do it in a church and you get church people. We want people who aren't walking with the Lord yet to interpret their dreams and to engage with people. We had a very cool thing that happened last time we did a virtual dream lab, which we do on Zoom, and we have our dream interpretation team on, and people can come on, and we do a little teaching, and then we interpret dreams. We had somebody, and we asked them, where did you guys come from? They're just online. Someone we'd never seen before. And this woman was from Cincinnati said, well, we went on ChatGPT, and I asked ChatGPT where I could get a dream interpreted in a Christian context, and they gave me you guys. It's like, that's how they found us. Isn't that awesome? And the Dare to Believe podcast, that's been going for several years, but we're continuing to grow. How many of you have listened to the podcast? Yeah. And hopefully you keep listening. We do lots of different things. So there's five pillars, basically. So intercession, which is 24/7 prayer, been, and we have our intercessors that meet. And we do outreach and intercession. Okay. And the other one, the next pillar is education, which involves teaching people how to interpret dreams. We have a lot of online video courses that people can just get on our website. And then we have classes and events here, including ETS. But ETS is more of a discipleship program. So we don't call that education. We call it discipleship. But how many of you have been in a course of some sort at Dare to Believe? Yeah, pretty much everybody. And then the inner healing, deliverance, and pastoral counseling. And Teresa is in charge of pastoral counseling. How many of you are involved in either inner healing, deliverance, or pastoral counseling of some way, in some way? Yeah, that's a big part of who we are. And then there's ETS, which is teaching people how to grow. And then there's the Hungry Man group that meets on Saturdays once a month, and lots of different ways that we are mentoring people to grow in their Christian faith. And so those are our pillars. So we just want you to be thinking about those things in the upcoming year. We are going to focus in a very, very powerful way, or focused way, at Dare to Believe, to get the word out about these things.